Visiting today with PCM head cross country coach Eric Osterhaus to preview their 2025 season. Coach, you know, we take a step back and we look at last season a little bit. You know, very successful year, especially with your first year being head coach over the two programs. You know, girls team, of course, qualifying for state. You know, the boys team, good season as well with the one boy qualifying for state as well. Just kind of talk a little bit about how you feel last season went overall.
Yeah, last season we set the bar pretty high for the girls team. We knew they were going to be solid coming into the year from the previous year and bringing in everybody back. And they did. They came out, they performed well. We ended up being conference champions, placing seventh in the state, which was huge. And I would say that the boys' improvement may have been actually more impressive. You know, where they were a year ago compared, or 2 years ago compared to where they were last year. We were runner-up in the conference, just missing out on the state meet. Had we been in maybe a little easier district, they may have made the state meet. But really looking forward to this year and what both teams can do.
Yeah, and you know, with the girls team especially, you have that other advantage. You know, you mentioned you brought back the girls from the year before to last year, and then now you're bringing the entire team back this year. What does that kind of do, and how does that set the bar for this season?
Yeah, bar set pretty high for this season. We, like you said, we bring everybody back. Everybody's a year older. Everybody now has the experience of the state meet under their belt. The seventh place was awesome, but they're not satisfied with seventh place. So we're going to work and do all the little things that we can do to make sure that we are there when, you know, championship season rolls around and see what they can do.
Yeah, and the boys team too. Kind of, what are your expectations going into this season with them? Obviously, with the girls team, it's pretty high, and you know, even a potential state championship on the horizon, or potential maybe. But what about the boys team?
Boys team's also very high. We had a couple boys from Albia. Actually, we had the Leahart boys that ran very high on the Albia team move into the district, so we had the privilege of adding them to our team, and they're going to make an impact immediately, which really helps us secure up the top four. We're still looking kind of for a five, but you know, the potential for this boys team is as high as it's been in a very, very long time, and really, really excited to see what they can do once we start racing.
You know, initial thoughts on the schedule for this season? You kind of like it? Do you feel it's similar to what last season was for schedule-wise? And kind of what are your thoughts on the schedule this year?
Yeah, no, our schedule is fairly similar to what we had last year. We did switch a couple meets up. I only like racing once a week. We can race more than that, but it gives us a time to go out, race, work on what we need to work on, and then go back the next week and race and hopefully see some improvement. I like where we're set up as far as the competition that we see. I think that we go to some smaller meets where we should have some early on success. And then we also go to some larger competitions to test where we're actually at against some really, really good teams.
Yeah, and you touched on it already, but do you kind of, as coach, enjoy that balance of, you know, going to a smaller meet with some, you know, teams that aren't as big, but then also, you know, like you mentioned, testing yourself at the bigger meets?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like if you go to the big meets all the time, it's a good way to burn out. It's a good way to, you know, I feel like you need to be tested, but you also need to have those successes. You know, same reason that college football programs set up their easy games early in the season. We gain some confidence. Going to those smaller meets, we can work on some race tactics to see what works, what doesn't work, without some huge implications of, you know, not running real well at a real strong meet. So I like that balance.
And do you feel, too, with your team, you know, in your rosters this year, you know, you have some girls and, of course, a couple, you know, kids on the boys' side, too, that have been strong leaders for you but are still on the team. You know, they're still going into their senior year, junior year, whatever it is. Do you feel like you have a mix on your team of, you know, some younger kids?
Yeah, we have, you know, the leaders that have been on this team have been on the team for 3-4 years. They know the atmosphere. They know the culture, and they're really starting to build a team amongst themselves. So especially the seniors, them coming back and them being part of the team for 3 years is really helping us out. Not that I want to see them as seniors, but as seniors, they're even better leaders than they were as juniors. And I'm hoping that the younger classmen see their leadership, take that style, and carry this on as a tradition.
Yeah, and before you kind of get into the meets getting started for this year, you know, kind of what are the things that you're polishing up and working on right now since, you know, I know practice has just been getting started?
Yeah, practice getting started. I think we're coming in with some really good summer miles. You know, a lot of these kids have worked all summer trying to set themselves up a good base for this season. So right now we're just working on the little things, making sure we're taking care of our bodies, making sure we're not getting injured, making sure we're not getting sick. Because any downtime now is just time that we're not improving. So we want to make sure that we're purposeful in our workouts, we're purposeful in our rest, and then we're purposeful in our nutrition. So kind of a well-rounded athlete is what we're working for to make sure that we're able to reach our goals come championship season.
Well, Coach, you know, I appreciate you visiting with me, and I'm sure we'll have other conversations throughout the season, but looking forward to another season of PCM Cross Country.
All right, me too. Thank you.